Hello, everybody. Anton Crayley here, and welcome to the official Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. Now, if that sounds strange for you to hear, trust me, it sounds strange for me to say, because this is actually the first episode I've ever created for the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. And if you're thinking, wait a minute, Anton, you've had a podcast for a long time now. I've listened to it. I've heard you talk about dropshipping on my podcast player. What are you saying? Well, that is true, but the podcast has always been called the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. And in a minute, I'll talk about why that was and why we are changing. But before I do, I just want to say thank you to everybody that has followed the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast over the years. I was looking into it this morning before I was 100% on making this change. And some interesting things I found first were that the first episode ever was published on May 26th of 2018, and that was 1,986 days ago. That blows my mind because back then I did not have any children, and now I have a 5.5-year-old son and I have a 2-year-old daughter. So crazy that the first podcasts were me and my wife, just us living in Austin, Texas, and now a whole family. We're in the North Carolina, in the Charlotte area. And Dropship Lifestyle has just grown tremendously over this time as well. So why then am I changing, right? Because some other stats I'll share with you. Since then, we've published 364 episodes of this show, and we've had over 856,000 listens on Spotify, which blows my mind because I just picture the Dallas Cowboys Stadium being filled with people and then people leaving, coming back in 8 times. And to think that many people have listened to the show on Spotify, again, it blows my mind. So thank you for the support. Speaking of the support, we also have over 250 5-star reviews just between Spotify and Apple Podcasts, not counting other platforms. And if you're, oh, also another stat I wrote down, we've had people listen only on Spotify from over 210 different countries. Again, just numbers that seem so big, they're hard to even comprehend. But I just want to say again to everybody that has listened over the years, for anyone that's ever left a review, for anyone that's ever emailed me or even spoke to me at one of our retreats saying they got something of value from these episodes, thank you for listening and being part of this community. And that will bring us into why this is now becoming the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast rather than the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. And it really is that. It's the community. Now, my original intentions with the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast were to be able to talk about things outside of the realm of what is covered within Dropship Lifestyle. And as you may or may not know, dropshiplifestyle.com, that is where I share my program, the Dropship Blueprint. We also have the Dropship Lifestyle YouTube channel, and they all cover my process for high-ticket dropshipping. But I wanted to be able to expand outside of that and share things that I normally wouldn't share in that program, just because I have more to share and I want people to know it. I want to spread the word of e-commerce and different things that we're doing. And I have done that over the years with this podcast, but at the same time, I feel like it's also excluded some of the community that knows us from Dropship Lifestyle because they might search for us. And I even tried this morning, the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast barely even came up in the results. So with this new show that, again, you're listening to right now, the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast, I want you to know that the main thing that changed is the name. Okay, as far as content goes and the value you get from this, that is not going anywhere. In fact, it's increasing in a number of ways, and I'll share those in just a couple minutes. But before I do, I just want to let you know that if you have been subscribed to the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast, then this podcast is simply going to replace that show in your feed. So no need to search for the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast and subscribe somewhere else. Again, it is simply transitioning from the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast to the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. So what you will see is a new podcast name, you'll see a new podcast cover image, and that is pretty much it as far as the changes you'll see on the front end. Other than that, the changes you'll see with the show, my plan is to still continue that same exact type of information that I've been sharing now, again, for the past 5 years plus, but I'm going to add to it. So what really inspired me to do this is for Dropship Lifestyle. See, now, even just now, I feel more comfortable sharing more about it because this isn't supposed to be a separate show, but for the past week or so, I've been having one-on-one calls with Dropship Lifestyle members who are now part of something we just launched called our 100K Club. And this is a special Discord channel we have for Dropship Lifestyle members who have surpassed $100,000 in sales. People I've spoke to so far have done anywhere from $250,000 in sales to close to eight figures in sales. So a pretty wide range, but all people that have seen amazing results. And what I've been doing is speaking with everybody and actually recording our conversation. And now that this is the Dropship Lifestyle podcast and not something separate, I feel comfortable sharing parts of these interviews with you to help you stay motivated to build your high-ticket dropshipping store or to grow the one you already have. So what this show will look like going forward, again, you'll find it same time, same place under this new name. I'm still going to be sharing how to increase your revenue, still going to be sharing how to automate your operations, still going to be sharing how to become the authority in your niche. But now, I'm also going to be sharing some interviews with successful Dropship Lifestyle members to help you, again, get some real world takeaways from people outside of myself that have been there, that have done that, that have got results, and that can help you stay motivated and hopefully get some behind the scenes takeaways to either start your first dropshipping store or grow the one you already have. So that's going to do it for this episode, guys. The next one is coming extremely soon, so keep an eye on this podcast feed. And again, don't freak out when you don't see e-commerce lifestyle podcast anymore. Simply the name will change, the cover photo will change, but the value will stay the same. And by the way, if you are getting value or you have in the past, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a review for us on your podcast player of choice. It would mean a lot. I read all of them. And with that being said, keep an eye out for the second episode of the Dropship Lifestyle podcast that is coming very, very soon. I'll talk to you then.